With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The Environmental Protection Agency has reached an agreement that could conclude the cleanup of mining waste in Butte and remove the area from the Superfund list. The Montana Standard reports the agreement was negotiated in secret. The details have not been released and the agreement has not been signed. Butte Silverbow Chief Executive Dave Palmer says the city and county fought for a comprehensive cleanup of tailings and other mine waste. The area was declared a Superfund site in 1983. A man in his mid-30s died after hitting a tree while skiing at Big Sky Resort. Gallatin County officials say the collision was reported just after 3:30 p.m. yesterday. Ski Patrol members attempted to revive the man but were unsuccessful. His name has not been released. A recent federal audit of the Crow Tribe's court system alleges mismanagement of federal funds, nepotism, and a hostile work environment for a recently elected associate judge. The Bureau of Indian Affairs told the tribe its federal funding is in, quote, high-risk status, end quote, and it will have to provide documentation before its expenses are reimbursed. The report says the tribal court spent nearly $45,000 for an SUV that could not be located. A Montana man who pushed another man to his death from a bridge over the Flathead River was convicted of murder and has been sentenced to 70 years in prison. Cecil Rice was sentenced yesterday for the April 26th death of 34-year-old Anthony Walthers. A company that wants to open a water bottling plant outside Kalispell was given a water right permit by the state today, Nikki Willette reports.
Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation has granted Creston-based Montana Artesian Water Company's permit to pump 710 acre-feet per year from the Flathead Valley's deep aquifer. The company's permit applications say it could bottle, ship, and sell nearly 192 million gallons, that's more than a billion 12-ounce water bottles, of treated groundwater per year, but the company's owner says he doesn't plan to use the entire water right he's applied for. Daryl James, a consultant for Artesian Water, says it plans to start bottling 20 to 30 gallons per minute for 8 to 10 hours a day within a month or two.
Yeah, we're just pleased that, playing by the rules, the regulatory process actually works out pretty well.
Steve Moore is with Water for Flathead's Future, a local group opposed to the bottling plant.
So we find that a rather disappointing, but to be honest, not entirely a surprise.
Moore says his group will consider appealing the DNRC's decision in district court. He says the DNRC failed to follow its own protocols when it analyzed the proposed plant's potential impacts on existing wells, relied on assumptions rather than science, and that impact models were based on insufficient data. Another opposition group is backing a county ballot initiative that would change the bottling plant's zoning regulations to prevent industrial use. That vote is set for June 5th. Yes for Flathead Farms and Water is also suing Flathead County commissioners for ruling against the same proposed zoning expansion. That case will be heard February 26th. A preliminary permit approval Artesian Water got a year ago brought a flood of objections and a public hearing last September. A hearings examiner concluded today that the bottling plant will not adversely affect existing water users. Artesian Water won a discharge permit from the State Department of Environmental Quality last September. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
76 wolves were killed by hunters and others in Wyoming last year when the state took over management of the animals. Ken Mills of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department says 43 wolves were legally hunted and one illegally hunted in the state during a licensed hunting season from October through December. Another 32 wolves were killed in areas of the state where they're considered predators and can be killed without a license. It was the state's first licensed wolf hunting season since 2013. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.